Huge nut, America, huge. Bros, 1. Hipsters, 0.
SBC, you're listening to the Hoolies Hoolie. Welcome to another week of talk.
Talk?
Yeah. Lots
Insanity,
of talk this
man.
Week.
Political talk.
My name's Patty Houlihan. Joining me as always is my brother Bill Houlihan on the microphone. Clay yeah. O'Brien is here as well.
Hi.
Guys, Bill, we missed you last week.
I know. I heard.
I didn't miss you.
We talked all about the Cubs. We talked about the World Series win that the Cubs had. They hadn't won yet, Clay. We were listening to it.
It was pretty intense.
They won, what, a few minutes later? Yeah. When I got home.
I was behind Duffy's getting my butt handed to me. That was rough duty, and I didn't really know, you know, what I was kind of signing up for. I didn't think it was going to be
You didn't know what you're signing up for? You were going
Cubs
to work
in Game 7?
The Game 7 Cubs World Series.
Here's the thing.
That's a once-in-a-lifetime
thing. Your bartender on Madison Street, I never saw all these Cub fans before in my life until all of a sudden they were in the playoffs. I mean, I saw the regulars that were Cub fans,
sure.
But not like, I mean, it was a total mob scene in this place. It was like St. Patrick's Day on steroids. You couldn't move.
You left the show.
Well,
to go work at Duffy's
crying,
on the World Series.
I think that anybody that listens to this show and knows that I don't get paid would understand that working there that night... It was a financial
very
thing.
Very lucrative.
It was very lucrative.
How lucrative?
None of your business.
Whoa, you got to disclose that.
Lucrative enough where I could have probably made the amount of money that I made that night in, you know, two shifts, three shifts maybe. I don't know.
Very good.
Wow.
But I earned every dollar.
So does that mean you're a Cubs fan now?
No. Right, no.
Good.
I was happy for, you know, my friends that are Cub fans to experience that kind of joy. A buddy of mine got engaged. He had promised his girlfriend that if the Cubs won the World Series, he was going to pop the question. He had been saying this for years. He actually followed through with the promise. He had the ring and everything ready to go, so he did it. So that was kind of entertaining.
Who's that? Can we say his name?
Fine Polishman from Cicero, Mr. Keith Yorski.
Keith.
Yeah.
Keith.
Good for Keith.
Yeah.
And his wife to be, her name?
Ashley.
His
plan backfired.
Why do you say, Clay?
Well, he thought that he made that promise because he figured that they would.
It's never going to happen. Yeah, I think somebody
is the most disturbed outlook I've ever heard.
Somebody did make that joke to him and was like, "Oh, you said that because you didn't think this was actually going to ever happen, did you?"
Yeah, no. Like I'll pop the question when we land on Mars. How about that?
Cub fans always thought it was going to happen, and it did. So congratulations,
God bless.
Absolutely, and the city of Chicago.
Your fans.
Yeah.
It's been a whirlwind week, so we're caught in the middle of things, Clay. We got a little World
Series
talk.
In the middle of a
talk.
Trump tornado.
Yeah, it's over. It hit.
Well, it destroyed the world.
It destroyed the world. You know what? I mean, yeah, it's Brexit too, to a certain degree, you know?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. It's craziness. It's pure craziness.
It's gonna be a few weeks.
Entered the apocalypse.
There's hundreds of thousands of people protesting his presidency as we speak.
I know.
Which is strange to see.
It is kind of strange.
You know, because last time it was hundreds of thousands of people, you know, happy.
What do you mean? Oh, for the Cubs.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, in a matter of days, it went from yay.
Yeah, huge. Now everyone's gonna be saying huge all the time.
I'm waiting for the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man to come around the corner and start stalling. Let's tell the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
It could happen.
Yeah. The Cubs won the World Series.
Yeah.
Cubs won the World Series. Trump. Guns N' Roses got back together. I mean, the end is near.
Do you think Axl will be at Trump's inauguration?
Probably.
Why?
No, he won't.
He's going to sing Amazing Grace.
He's a Democrat. He said on Jimmy Kimmel that he's a Democrat.
How recent was this?
Like last year.
All right, so log it. We know that Axel's a Democrat.
Yep. Maybe he'll run. Vote for me!
William Rose, 2020.
Vote for me or die!
Where were you? Where did you watch the election?
Oh, William Bailey, sorry.
In my basement by myself. A little bit with my wife. She went to bed at like 9 o'clock, so I stayed up, watched. I made it to like 2, so I didn't see like the final.
Yeah.
But... you know, I saw enough to...
It was pretty... I mean, if you... Either way you looked at it, if, you know, which way, whatever side you voted, it seemed there was something just about watching it all transpire. It just seems fake and surreal. I was like, what the heck's going on here? I remember watching the Obama results against Romney, and I think they declared him president probably it was somewhere around like 10:30 our time. Because I remember I was 10 in bar, and I turned the news on, and we had the and it was like, that's it. All of a sudden, it came up. Obama had won in the second term. And when watching this time, it was like, okay, something's up. She hasn't won. I expected it to be over by 9:30.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be not totally lopsided, but I thought it was going to be her winning it by, you know, pretty quickly.
And I think probably, you know, a lot of the people in the media felt that way. And I don't know. I don't know what to think of it.
It's an upset, totally man. Bizarre. It's like, you know, it's like Spud Webb.
It's like Spud Webb dunking for the first time.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. I'm going to invite Spud to the house.
Do you think all
Secretary
of our
Secretary of Jumping.
Do you think our listeners know who Spud Webb is?
If you don't Google it, you'll have about 22 hours worth of video to watch.
Okay.
Very true. He was a player, an Atlanta Hawk at one time, wasn't he?
Correct.
He was an Atlanta Hawk.
I want
all you guys to be Hawks.
Like Spud.
Like Spud. He's a good guy.
You know my show there, Spud.
Yeah.
So that happened. Uh-huh. It's crazy. I don't know what else to talk about.
Said,
what are
you going to do with your big bones from the World Series? I want to talk about everybody just picking themselves up and realizing that we're great Americans and going back to work and treating each other the right way and, you know, not changing who you are. Believe in what you believe in.
Yeah.
Fight for your country. And that goes for either side that you believe on. That's what makes us a democracy. Let's not be mean and kind of, you know, cruel towards each other, and let's just move on. Because eventually, you know, this is something that's going. It's happened over many, many, many times in our history where one side has won and the other side has lost.
That's why we have elections.
That's why we have elections. Yeah. So let's just get up and get back to work.
You know, there was probably a lot of upset people when Reagan got elected.
Sure, absolutely,
like,
yeah.
This bum can't even act, and now he's going to be doing this.
I don't think that Reagan was ever part of a WWWF television show, though. You know, it's like that kind of stuff is like, this guy, you know. I watched his acceptance speech.
Mr. President, I was at the WrestleMania 2 when you clotheslined Razor Ramon.
Yeah, right.
It was one of the greatest things I ever saw. I was like nine years old. It was good.
When I watched his acceptance speech, it just didn't seem like a normal acceptance speech. He was like, and how about this guy over here, huh? How about him? And it was just like kept pointing over to him. He was like, you know, to, I think it was the head of the RNC. And he was like, get up here. Come on, get up here. And then he would just be like, oh, yeah. And thanks, Mike Pence. Mm-hmm. And it just seemed there was something that seemed so very Trumpish. It's because it's always about him.
Mike Pence is kind of a creepy
It'll
guy.
Be interesting to see.
So, I don't know. He's just got this stare.
Well, it'd be interesting to see how he handles Washington.
What kind of stare is that? What are you getting at here?
I don't know. He reminds me of he'd be like a mean basketball coach or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like he seems friendly, but then he's really mean.
He's kind of like the minister in like a Lifetime movie.
Or that, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, no, Cindy, you shouldn't do that.
You're getting in detention.
Cindy, don't go out with him.
No, Cindy, don't.
He's a heathen. Don't get in that convertible, Cindy.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Well, I wish him the best.
Yeah. So maybe we should get off the election talk, huh? Because I think that probably people that are listening to us are just like, yeah, we're sick of it. Come on, guys.
There's a more important, you know, battle going on.
And that would be what?
Yeah. Conor McGregor, Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? In order for Conor McGregor to win that match,
he's got
to
eat a lot.
Tons and tons of McCann's Irish Oatmeal.
That's correct.
This show is presented by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We're going to take a quick commercial break and be back after these messages.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story. Big Guy Sausage is located at 7021 Roosevelt Road in Berwyn, right across from DeJewel's. We serve blue-collar gourmet food. That means Italian sausage, Polish sausage, Chipotle sausage, bratwurst, hot dogs, burgers, Italian beef and sausage combos, prime rib sandwiches, bacon-wrapped cheddar brats. Hey, what else you want? We got it. You ain't gonna leave here hungry. We're right down the street from Fitzgerald's. Come on by Big Guy Sausage after the Hooli's Hooli or before. Or call 708-317-5213 and we'll have it delivered or ready for pickup. Ask anybody who eats here. It's awesome. Big Guy Sausage on Roosevelt Road in Berwyn. Big Guy Sausage, sorry, we don't serve weenies.
No, they don't serve weenies at Big Guy Sausage. This is 1240 AM WSBC. You're listening to the Hooli's Hooli. Welcome back.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've been reminiscing over this historical past week.
Uh-huh. Actually, it was historical for the Irish community, too, if you think about rugby.
That's right.
Yeah, talk about a drought. That was, I think, 105 years.
Was it something like that? I mean, yeah. I know
we got to get this
since
right.
They beat, well, it's correct.
They beat the All Blacks 40-29 to end the world champions record breaking 18. So the All Blacks hadn't lost in 18 matches.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that was kind of they broke that record, and then you're right. Ireland hadn't first. They hadn't beat them since what? Dating back to, I don't know.
How many years? Tell me. Come on. I want.
We're looking for
okay.
it.
Okay. It was the first win over the key over them in 29 meetings between the two nations dating back to 1905. So, yeah. I mean, it was right there with the Cubs.
All right.
But,
equate it to the Cubs.
No, yeah. I know. My dad was, my dad was at the game and he said he got to sit in the press box and he said it was quite an experience. Just to be there to check out the fans. And when Ireland won, somebody was like, this is all because of the Cubs. And he said he was just steam coming out of his ears.
Yeah.
He's like, what does the Cubs have anything to do with Ireland beating the All Blacks? Tell me.
Yeah. Most of the Irish people didn't even know the Cubs were playing.
No. I mean, it definitely was cool. I know that I was trolling social media when it was on, and I have some friends in Ireland, and they were talking about it. So I knew it was a big deal to them. I don't know anything about really rugby, to tell you the God honest truth. I know you got to be tough as nails to play, and you have to be one heck of an athlete. It's a very physical sport. That's about it, though. I mean, I would have been there to probably just drink beers and act like a goon.
You got to be able to kick, punt.
I would have been there like a Cub fan. To act like a goon and not know anything about the game going on.
You're
sorry.
Taking cracks at the Cubs, though, huh?
I don't know.
They just won.
They just won the World Series.
You're already taking cracks at him.
Give him a break.
Yeah. Sorry.
Congratulations,
Ireland.
You know, the one thing that all these teams have in common is that they're bigger guys.
They're big guys.
They really are. We had our last commercial.
There's a guy sitting next to me who smells like big guys.
I know. He's here.
Good intro.
Delicious.
We had Big Guy Sausage as one of our sponsors now for well over almost the entire existence of this program.
About a year and a half, I think.
Loyalty.
Right? A little longer.
Our next
speaking of that, hold on. Yeah. I didn't even think about this. Is this our 2-year anniversary of this show?
Yeah, something like that.
I believe it is. I think that we did our first show. I think it was like the second week in November 2 years ago.
Could
so
be.
Yeah, happy anniversary to all you listeners out there, and to us, we're happy. It's been a rough, long road. Yeah. All right, guys.
Yay.
Hey. Okay, Pat. I'm sorry to.
Back to your sauces.
Oh, by the way, we have a guest on. He is one of our most loyal sponsors. He's a dear friend of ours. It's none other than Brendan O'Connor, owner and proprietor of Big Guy's Sausage in Berwyn, Illinois. Brendan, hello and welcome back.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
How you doing?
You're welcome.
Doing wonderful.
How's your week been?
It's been a good week. It's been a good week. I don't know. You know, I'm a Sox fan.
Yeah, we know that. I knew that about you.
You know, it's been one thing after the next. It's just,
I'm a Sox fan. I'm a liberal. I can't catch a break here.
Yeah.
But you know what? We should all be thankful for Thanksgiving. That's coming up.
Yeah. You'll be very thankful this Thanksgiving.
That's right, because you got a deal going on at Big Guys. You've entered the catering arena.
Yes.
And the first PR that I kind of heard of this summer was people were taking pictures of your food every time they had a party, and it started trending.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I was seeing it all over social media.
It took off, and now you've got, I hope, what is a pretty hot little business on your hands here with the side catering, aside from having the full-time Big Guys stand in Berwyn.
Yeah, it's going well. The catering is its own thing. It's a lot of custom stuff, a big off-site cooking in the middle of nowhere for weddings, which seems to be the theme, you know, the trend now. Yeah. People want to be out in the woods or in a barn or...
And you're cooking it all on site.
Yeah, we're like elegant carnies. You know, we get out there and, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of heavy equipment.
This isn't the kind of food, though, you'd see at a carnival. I mean, this is
stuff. So just carnies in the human sense. Yes. But what we put out is actually lovely, you know, very nice, fancy stuff if you want it. Or we can, you know, we do a lot of... burgers for company picnics. Typically.
How do people find out and get a sample of what the menu looks like for that? Do they go to the website or they call Big Guys and go, listen, I got an idea for a party. Work with me. Here's how much dough I got.
That's it. Yes. All, you know.
I like that.
Question two. What are we talking about budget-wise?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we just, I can't help myself, so I always want to give people like as much as I can for their money
because
I want to make it look, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you can't help it. It's a lot of work. You want to knock, you know, blow them away.
All right, this is what you gave me for the food. All right, I'm gonna blow every dollar in the food and go.
Yeah,
bonkers.
No, it's horrible. Like I need to separate myself from the sales or something. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, what's going on for Thanksgiving? That's why we wanted to have you on the program because we know that we want to get ahead of the curve here a little bit.
Yeah. So you know, this is our fifth year catering
Thanksgiving. I know that.
And every year it's grown. We're like at 100% retention every year. Like I think we had like 10 or 15 people the first year, and it's like
really
doubling. Yeah, so
that's awesome.
Yeah, last year it was 82 turkey dinners, and
you did 82 turkey dinners
turkeys last year. Yeah, we're deep frying turkeys this year, but we put a cap on it. I'm only doing 65 turkeys, and then I have a lot more than that to roast. We'll do unlimited roasted turkeys, but. Last year it got crazy with the deep fryers. It was it was insane. We had 14 deep fryers going on Thanksgiving. And,
wow!
How many guys were on duty that day working with you?
Because then we were on a small ship.
I know, but then all of a sudden, like Thanksgiving, part of your Thanksgiving is making the Thanksgiving for all these guys. So you guys are probably sitting around, I hope, enjoying the day a little bit.
Everybody works, gets a turkey dinner on top of their pay. So they get a whole turkey dinner. So everybody loves it because they're like, I would have had a cooked dinner or whatever anyways.
Uh-huh.
You know, they get home at 5. They're the hero. They got pans of food.
I don't know why. Part of me wants to just see you guys go in there and see you guys like drinking like Coors Lights, making dinner for everybody. having a great time. High five with like the football game on in the corner.
Yeah, the deep fryer... The deep fryer tent last year was intense. It was steamy in there. It was just a fire hazard waiting to happen, but we pulled it off. We
How long do you, now, like, we're in the second week of November, so I imagine probably not next week, but the Monday before Thanksgiving, you guys probably start doing some serious prep for this, right? I mean, as far as getting it ready for packaging and ready to go.
What's the latest somebody can put an order in?
Well, so the way we do it is all the food is cold. You get it, and you take it home, and we give you warming instructions. Pop everything in the oven. Because we can't, we do too many. You can't, you can't give it hot, because what happens is, you know, you're heating it up again to serve the customer hot. They're taking it home. It's cooling off. Then they're reheating it. You know what I mean? You just give them... This is how you do it one time the right way and have them do it at home. Everybody's going to a house with an oven. Yeah. So it's easy. There's no fuss. It's just, you know, pop it in.
I'm a stuffing guy.
Yeah, we do. We have our homemade Italian sausage and sage stuffing.
There you go.
Nice.
It's good. We put mushrooms in our stuffing. Some people don't like mushrooms. I do. I don't know.
I enjoy them.
I like mushrooms, so they're going in my in my stuffing. It's Brendan's
stuffing stage. Yeah.
Do people give special instructions? No, hold the mushrooms.
No, we don't. We don't. We don't take special instructions.
You get what you get.
There's too many. It's too many sides. Too many orders. So we've got, you know, choice of a roasted turkey or deep fried. We've got.
You can go either way.
Yeah, and turkeys, deep fried turkeys are a la carte also. So we have the full meals or the just a deep fried turkey a la carte, and then so we were. We got your turkey, your mashed potato, real mashed potatoes, real turkey gravy, the stuff.
I wish that you guys had been around, when was it? Probably, Pat, about 10 years ago, maybe, that I don't know what happened. Why didn't we didn't really have a Thanksgiving dinner. Something happened at the house, and we went and got it somewhere else, and it was just awful.
Boston Market?
I think that it was something like that.
There's some really awful Thanksgiving catering options.
So I want to let everybody hear on, you know, here's what's being offered.
How do you do your gravy? What kind of gravy you got?
We do, well, we roast, you know, we're probably going to end up roasting, you know, 100 or more birds. So we just,
so you take it right from the,
the
pan?
Yeah, we take it, real pan gravy,
Perfect.
Beautiful. So, hey, you can get, so Big Guy's Thanksgiving Catering, you get whole turkey dinners, including a 20-pound sliced roast turkey. So that's 20 plus. That's big.
Minimum 20 pounds.
How much? How much? That's what
I
want to
know. You get real mashed potatoes and gravy, sausage and sage stuffing, sweet potato casserole, whole cranberry sauce. Oh. The platter that feeds up to 15, you get it's $195. If you wanted to feed up to, I believe it says 20.
Myself.
$245. That's a deal, folks. If
cheaper
you ask
than
me.
Going to the Jewels, fellas.
It really
way
is.
Cheaper.
And then if you want to get pans of the side. Of side dishes, you know, it's all a la carte. You can do $35 for a half pan, $65 for a full pan. You can get the turkey, 20-pound turkey, deep fried just by itself for $85. You can get a whiskey ham, a half ham for $65, or a full one for $115. And then he's got pies from Brown Cow over there on Madison Street.
Nice.
So,
nice.
The people at Brown Cow
pies.
Yeah, they got, you know, look at this apple, Dutch apple, pecan, pumpkin, sweet black cherry, French silk, banana cream, key lime, mixed berry. Raspberry, blueberry, raspberry, blackberry. There it is, man.
Holy moly. It's a Big Guy's Thanksgiving. Thank you, Ma.
That sounds amazing.
And you could pick up, you know, for the radio listening audience, if you want to pick, you know, you can pick it up right there on Thanksgiving Day at Big Guy's.
I can walk in Thanksgiving Day and pay the $250 and get that deal.
No.
You got to order it. You got to order it.
Give him some time.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, no, we're do that.
I think we cooked a couple actually last year and did have a couple walk-ins. But you know, try and get your Thanksgiving order in a few days in advance. You know, we're taking it.
What's the phone number for Big Guy's?
To order that call
708-307-5830. If you want to get in touch with Brendan over at
Big Guy's. Direct with the owner. You can't beat that.
And then if you want to do, you know, or email him, you can do that at Brendan@BigGuysSausage.com. Big Guy's Sausage, all one word.
Brendan, your common Irish spelling.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, and where is Big Guy's located again? I mean, everybody should know this by now, right? Where on Roosevelt Road?
7021 Roosevelt.
There it is,
right across the street from the Jewels.
So, yeah, Thanksgiving by Big Guy's. Sounds pretty good. I encourage anyone out there who maybe have a relative or a family member who is at home and you want to get them a nice dinner, and, you know, there you go. Go pick up some Big Guy's.
Brendan, how long have you had Big Guy's now? How many years?
We're in our fourth year. So
4 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Started out It has a storybook start to it. It was a sensational thing when you first saw it. First off, it was, hey, did you hear Brennan's opening a hot dog stand? And people in the hood were like, that's cool. No kidding, really? Where? Oh, the old Parkies on Roosevelt Road. Okay. What are they going to call it? Big guys. Oh, all right. So we hear that. And the next thing I know, all of a sudden goes, did you guys know that Bobby Flay has been hanging out at Big Guy Sausage? I go, what's Big Guy
what?
Sausage? They go, they're filming a TV show with Brendan. I go, Brendan O'Connor? Because, yeah, their new hot dog stand. How did that all happen? First of all, how did you decide to get in the into the business? I think we've talked about this
before.
Were you
eating a hot dog?
I was just really, really dumb at the time.
4 years of the cynicism is hitting.
So, no, yeah, Parkies was like a staple of the town growing up. Been there like, I don't know, like 60 years.
Sure.
Was up for sale for a couple of years. And the timing was right. I had some scratch and I just went for it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you know, and then we just kind of got this thing, you know, we developed a personality and ran with it. And we have this relationship with WGN where
it's great.
We go on all the time over there. And we have an annual thing. It's WGN's National Day of Sausage.
It's Anna Bonaval. Yeah.
It's great.
Pal.
I mean,
I love her.
You've woken me up countless times on GN at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, oh, there's Brendan with Anna Bonaval.
We've been on WGN, yeah, a lot. It's, yep. We love it. And we know everybody now. They know us. And, like, I bring my family every time. So it's
awesome.
Like, you know, it feels like family.
So you've
over
become
there.
A character on that show.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
It's the best. It is the best morning news show around. No question about
it.
Sure.
Yeah. It's Jeff Hoover's a producer.
I couldn't watch it for like a week, you know, or two with the Cubs. You know, it's just, I don't think they reported a single news story for like 2 weeks. I'm not kidding you. I did not see one.
Yeah. They are the most fun in the morning. Big props to them.
Oh, yeah. You got to love them.
So anyway, you started, you had a friend, who Big Guy's the name comes from, it's an homage to one of your pals' fathers, correct?
Yeah, Bill Davis, yeah, who was, you know, one of these guys that took us to all the Bears games growing up, my friend's dad, and, you know, always had like a buddy who, you know, hunted venison or whatever and made sausage, and, you know, just one of those guys had, you know, three types of kielbasa on the grill, you know, and stuff like that. So,
and he gave you the bug at a young age.
Yeah, and then when I was thinking, you know, well, I want to keep it a hot dog stand, and you know, I didn't want to just do hot dogs or like do, you know, be like all the other places on that one road. I mean, Roosevelt Road's got a dozen or so.
Sure.
So, yeah, you had to separate yourself. So we got into the sausage thing, and it really, you know, reminded me of him. So,
and then Bobby Flay shows up.
Then Bobby Flay.
How did that go down?
That was a show. Wait, can I say that? I don't know.
It's all right. I just want to hear about it. It was fun for us to watch.
Yeah, it was fun. I watched it one time, the first time it aired. I couldn't stomach it. To watch it ever again, no.
It took incredible, but you know what? It took a lot of stones to do that and put yourself right out there, right up front, naked to the audience right away.
Yeah.
Get it out of the way. I think it worked.
I think it worked.
It did work.
It did.
For sure. Because it was instant.
What was the premise of the show?
We have loyalists. Like, I mean, we have day one loyalists that are still with us today. And I mean,
I don't go in there enough.
You know,
but
we do know your name. Everybody, we know everybody's name. I think guys really do. Like our customers have become our buddies. And part of it is that, like, they kind of got to know us because we've been on TV so much.
You've created a community of people that have rallied around your food, which is awesome.
You got a place that's been there for 4 years, and it feels like 40.
It's very true. Yeah. You know? That's very true.
And that's great, especially with that type of place, because that's what you want when you walk in. You want that feeling like these guys know what they're doing.
Yeah, part of it is, you know, it had, grease permeating the same walls as me for like 6 years before I got there.
Yeah.
It's like, it's got that, you know, you can't wash that,
no.
Yeah, you can't wash that out. That's in there, you know. So you just take that. You got to take that vintage Divey hot dog and then stand and own it. Yeah,
you resurrected it, man.
So the spirit of Parkies runs through the Big Guy.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Runs through the heart. Runs through the thunder heart of the Big Guy.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We got to get Val Kilmer to play you in that role.
Yeah, that would. I think that's a great story.
That is bizarre, but I got a text today.
Our audience knows what that Thunderheart reference was that you just made with Val Kilmer. But
I've been a big Val Kilmer fan for years, and
he's
got
to lose
hear,
like 60 pounds to play Brendan Kilmer.
Yeah, Clay.
Yes,
I love doing this stuff because we always talk about casting people in movies. You know,
yeah.
And my good friend Peggy, the casting director,
yeah,
sent me today. He wants to be known as Prime Star Peggy.
He?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
He
wants to be known as Prime Star Peggy. Okay.
Yeah, right. He's a well-known Los Angeles casting director. He says,
oh, now it makes sense.
He's going to be calling in the show, but he says he's been working on the Lifetime film of this entire election that just happened.
Okay.
And some of his casting ideas he shared with me.
Right, let me hear it.
The first one is that Julian Assange is going to be played by Macaulay Culkin.
Okay.
One of our favorites. Our favorites. Here's another kicker, and this one's kind of bizarre. John Travolta is playing Donald Trump.
Okay.
Okay. But here's the weird part. John Travolta is also going to be playing Bill Clinton.
Is he going to have like half a face of Trump, half Clinton?
Prime Star Peggy has not let me know how that's going
to
work yet.
That'll be interesting to see.
Here's another one, weird one. Melania Trump is going to be played by Soleil Moon Frye. Do you know who that is? That's Punky Brewster.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know where he got that.
She was great on that.
Anthony Weiner.
Wiener.
Okay. Steve Buscemi.
I can see that.
Buscemi doesn't look anything like Wiener.
I don't think he has to. I think this.
By the way, I heard there's a really funny documentary on Anthony Weiner on Showtime.
I actually watched it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's he's pretty annoying.
Yeah, I don't know. I was bartending a wedding, and a guy was talking about it. He's like, you got to see this movie.
He just doesn't seem like he likes what he does. Or likes himself at all, for that matter.
Huma Abedin?
Uh-huh.
Danny Trejo.
What?
It gets crazy.
Okay. Oh, he's casting the whole presidential
election. Yeah, he's got it all here.
He's casting everybody.
Uh-huh. Bill Clinton's supposed illegitimate son, Danny Williams.
Uh-huh.
Drake.
The actor Drake?
Okay. The hip-hop artist. Okay. Ivanka Trump.
Uh-huh.
Mandy Moore.
Wow.
I don't know, Peggy. Prime Star Peggy. Prime Star Peggy says Julianne Margulies is going to play Chelsea Clinton.
I can see that.
I don't know. That's giving Chelsea Clinton a lot of brownie points, man.
Yeah. Barack Obama.
Uh-huh.
Played by Oak Park's own Ludacris.
What? Chris Bridges?
I guess so.
Uh-huh.
Anderson Cooper, played by Thomas Gibson.
That I could see. That's pretty good casting right there.
I don't know. That's lazy casting. Billy Bush, Matt Damon will be playing Billy Bush.
In his finest role yet.
Reese Witherspoon will be playing Megyn Kelly.
Okay, from Fox News. Okay.
Tara Reid is going to be playing Kellyanne Conway.
Oh, from the Trump campaign? Okay. Okay.
Sasha and Malia Obama are played by Jaden and Willow Smith.
Is there a Willow Smith?
This is a giant production.
This is a big production.
The Trump brothers are good. The Trump brothers. That sounds like
the Trump brothers.
That's a tag team from the 80s.
Sounds like a tax attorney service.
Yeah. Marty Jannetty and the Trump brothers will be entering the ring. Okay. The Trump boys are played by James Vanderbeek and Christian Bale.
Uh-huh.
I think Barry Pepper would be better as...
Ooh. As one of the Trump brothers?
Yeah. What's his name?
Rachel Maddow.
Drowsy?
Is going to be played by Elijah Wood.
Uh-huh.
Putin will be played by Nicolas Cage.
Well, Cage can play anybody.
I haven't heard Cage props in a long time.
You know what? Cage truly can play anybody. Just throw Cage in there. Prime Star Peggy, man. These are some... Oh, Stanley Tucci is going to be playing Podesta.
Okay.
He said that could either be Tucci or Jeff Goldblum.
Goldblum, if he shaved his
head. Goldblum's got to be involved.
He said that Ken Bone, the guy who with the red sweater on that was at the debates.
The first presidential debate? Yeah,
he's going to be played by Mr. Belvedere.
I mean, but there's a name to the actor, Prime Star Peggy, who played Prime Star.
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, this I'm wasn't researched. What's the name of this production?
It's called President Race. Just the name of the movie.
Wow.
This summer on Lifetime, President Race.
And all these characters getting a death race, car race.
No, they're just it's sort of like the People versus OJ, except it's called President's Race. And
love
it's
it. Oh, it's Lifetime.
Yeah, it's Lifetime.
God bless.
Right.
Because this didn't last long enough. We want to relive this I want a 3-hour special recapping exactly. the hell we just
went
through.
You can count on this. There's going to be several versions of this film made.
When did you speak to Prime Star Peggy?
He texted me this afternoon. He said, I've been working really hard on this spec I'm pitching Warner Brothers on. These are my casting ideas.
And he's
going to
call in and eventually and talk about this?
Well, he's got a few film ideas and some casting ideas he's going to be throwing our way next week and in the near future.
Oh, okay.
So be on the lookout for that. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented. And believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at Flood Brothers Disposal.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years, and they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
Yeah, tell them your story. 1240 AM WSBC. Welcome back to the Hoolies Hoolie. Our guest tonight is Brendan O'Connor of Big Guy's Sausage. Brendan, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. I really like the advertising.
It's good stuff, right?
It's a very personal touch.
Isn't that violin amazing?
Yeah.
Fiddle. Fiddle gets me. It brings a tear to my eye.
It's comforting.
Every week.
It's very comforting.
And the more, you know, when you eat McCann's Irish Oatmeal, I mean, it does mystical things to your life, you know.
You can jump over anything.
You can do crazy stuff.
Jump like Spud Webb.
Yeah.
It actually is a wonderful product.
It's very nice. Yeah.
It's delicious.
God bless Brian Galvin
and
everybody
sugar,
else.
It takes a while to cook.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah. So good.
Brendan, Big Guys is right down the street from Fitzgerald's in Berwyn, one of our old stomping grounds where we used to do the show. Do you get over to Fitzgerald's much?
Yeah, I do. I do. I probably get to the sidebar more than the club.
Yeah.
I love the sidebar. I think it's the best cocktail.
It is.
They have amazing and cocktails. Specifically Isaac.
Isaac. Isaac's a pretty good mixologist. Yeah, he makes a great Manhattan.
Yeah.
What do you?
He lights the match and everything.
Yeah. Or if he does the old fashioned too with the match. That's very nice touch.
Well, there's a big show coming up there Thursday, November 17th.
So that'll
be a week. Yeah, JD McPherson's going to be playing.
Oh, is he really? Very cool.
Nice.
8 p.m. That will be a show not to miss.
It's such a great venue.
It is. Brendan, what do you do the night before Thanksgiving over at Big Guys? Is there any sort of like. You know, get your base going kind of deal.
Yeah, you know, a lot of logistics, Patty. getting the deep fryers going.
Open late on that night?
No, we don't do the late hours anymore.
That's
smart. You know, too many incidents.
Brennan has a family. doesn't need it.
I got too many kids. Yeah. So, but no, we do have late nights of prepping though, and that I'm sure will be one. You know, and we get started early. We start deep frying birds at like 5 in the morning. So
I'm going to go over there and just smell. Just stand there.
Oh, okay. Do that.
You want to smell with me? Hey, you want to smell with me?
Jump in the car. We're not getting any food. I want to just go smell Big Guys. Drive around Big Guys. I want to smell.
Go in the back.
Well, you get, you know, on Roosevelt Road, you get a lot of pedestrians. You might want to call it. Hey, why?
Yeah, you know what?
What do you got going on here?
That's a great thing you just brought up. Is there been what's the most bizarre experience you've had working behind that counter as far as people going in there? Because I mean, you guys at one time did do a late night menu, then you had late night delivery at one time. You've probably seen some interesting stuff over the past 4 years while running this place.
You know, yeah, you do. You see a lot of like oddball kind of quick like shocky sort of stuff. But then you also get to know intimately some
of your
wackos characters, and you see the storyboard now having played out for many years.
Yeah. Hi, Reggie. How are you?
And good to see you. These are people that I recognized like just sight on scene as like the type of person you might drive by and say, that guy's got a story. Well, then all of a sudden they're like in your life, you know their mom.
Yeah.
And, and you see
their story becomes part of the story of the actual restaurant itself. I mean, eventually your establishment turns into the stories of all your patrons too.
Yeah.
And that's what makes, I think, a lot of the essence of
those kind of guys become the coffee table book of your life right there.
Yep. And there's a bar next door. It's a legendary bar, the 12th Street Rag.
I've been in there.
And they have poker machines in the rag.
And they're legal now.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on there. Yeah. The bar prohibition never closed.
All right, so let's hear one more time about how we can get a hold of you for your Thanksgiving catering deal.
You want to give me a call, 708-307-5830, or email brendan@bigguysausage.com. We've got dinners up to 15 for $195, dinners for up to 20 for $245, and deep-fried birds for $85. And
the best food you've ever had.
And all scratch-made, delicious.
And you'll get to meet Brendan.
And I'll be there slicing birds.
Autographing birds for you.
If you watch WGN News in the morning, you'll know who Brendan is at this point. You can come by and say hi to Brendan. All right, J.D. McPherson's going to play Fitzgerald's in Berwyn November 17th. That's next Thursday night. I thought I would play a jam of his because I do like him. This is Northside Gale. Yeah. There you go. That's J.D. McPherson doing Northside Gale. He'll be at Fitzgerald's November 17th.
Yeah,
that's next Thursday.
How much are tickets to that, by the way? Did you see anything on that?
I can't. Let me see if I can pull that back up. They're probably around $15. I don't think it's too crazy to tell
you the
truth.
That's a pretty good deal to go see him. He's pretty entertaining. I've seen him perform at Fitzgerald's before during the American Music Festival, and he puts on one heck of a performance.
It's 8 p.m. Let me see here if I can pull up the dang. It doesn't show me how much the tickets are yet.
No?
No. Oh, here we go, StubHub. Clay, are you familiar with J.D. McPherson's music at all?
I am, yeah.
You are now because you just heard it.
That's correct.
What do you got on the agenda this week? Onward and upward?
Onward, upward, onward?
Yep.
Backwards? Wherever we got to go, we'll go. Nothing. I'm looking forward to this fight on Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Saturday night, huh?
Yep.
Yes, it is.
What time are you getting it?
Later on tonight. I'm getting it.
It's a big fight. It's at Madison Square Garden. You know,
yeah.
We haven't. The media diverted its attention away from Conor McGregor for the last probably 4 months.
There was a better trash talker out there.
Yeah. So, yep.
Yeah, hopefully they'll get back to covering him a little more because he's fun to watch. So, good luck to that man.
Who's he fighting? What's the guy's name again?
Do we know? Eddie Alvarez. He's from New York.
Oh, so that's going to be a very heavy Alvarez contingent at the fight.
Yeah. There'll be a lot of New Yorkers, you know. No little Irishman's going to come in here and beat up a New Yorker.
We'll see about that. Has there been a lot of trash talk? I know that Conor McGregor's going...
I saw Conor McGregor. He posted some pictures like him standing next to his Rolls Royce, and it just said, the caption was, "I am the king of everything." So he's officially run out of specific places to say he's the king of. It's just everywhere now.
I know, but that's getting old. I want him to come up with a new shtick. No.
The press conference was pretty good, if you haven't seen that. The UFC 205 press conference is worth a watch.
Well, what's the story behind that? He's fighting at 205? Is that,
No, the event.
Oh, the event is 205. Okay, what is he fighting at? What weight? Is normal weight? Like 170-something?
Now it's lightweight is what he's trying to get.
Okay.
So he's going to see if he
can. I can't keep track because he jumps up, he jumps down. He's
all
in the middle.
Over the
place.
He
just wants to fight everybody.
He's very antsy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's it. Other than that, I got, kid stuff.
Kind of kid stuff. I got parent-teacher conferences coming up this week.
I don't have that.
Ooh.
I have taken my kid to the park.
Yeah.
I have taken my kid to park. You have parent-teacher conference?
Pretty soon it'll be Putin Park.
Putin Park.
Speaking of, you're doing the Russian joke. Yakov Smirnoff was all over GN this past week.
I saw
week.
That.
I mean, why was, so?
I don't know. I
have a big
think
show in Branson, Missouri coming up. Come see and visit me.
Trump asked me to be in the cabin.
Cabinet?
He did make me laugh. But
Trump
I woke up one morning and I
cabinet.
Said... I woke up one morning and I said, is that Yakov Smirnoff?
Yeah.
There's only one of him.
Yeah.
Is it Yakov? Or I want to make sure.
Yakov.com is his website. Yakov.
We got to go
Smirnoff.
Smirnoff.
Yeah. You know what? Good to see him.
Yeah.
He was really great in the 80s.
Well, there's a guy who's
he's
kind
probably
of,
still good.
His comedic, his whole character and persona came into play probably right around the time Reagan got elected, right? I mean, you had the Cold War, and then it was Yakov Smirnoff on the scene. Is there going to be a second coming of Yakov Smirnoff now that
absolutely
we have, you know, Trump and then the whole Putin thing?
He'll probably
thing.
Marry I mean, Angelina Jolie eventually.
Angelina Jolie marries Yakov Smirnoff.
Yep.
No.
Ends divorce with Brad Pitt.
He'll adopt a zebra. He'll ride it around Beverly Hills.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Russia, zebra rides you.
There's no zebras in Russia.
No, there's not.
Russian there, zebra. That sounds like
I
a great
I thought your
name
joke was funny until I remembered. There's no zebras in Russia.
Hey, Putin, there's no zebras in Russia.
Your joke logic is off, but your humor is good.
I can't wait to see that first meeting of Trump
That'd
and
be
Putin.
Like, that's a really great name of a band, Russian Zebra.
All female heavy metal band.
Yeah.
Russian Zebra is the name of my very covert Navy SEAL task force group.
It sounds cool, doesn't it?
Mr. Obama, we're going to rename one of the SEAL teams
Russian Zebra and Elegant Carnies.
That sounds like a Showtime movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Mr. Obama, we're going to rename SEAL Team 6. You don't mind.
That's a cut in the Lifetime movie that we spoke of that Peggy's Prime Star Peggy is working on.
I can't wait to see that.
Prime Star Peggy.
So Prime Star Peggy's going to be calling in eventually and telling us about all the scripts that he's writing.
Yeah.
I mean, is the radio listening audience going to be able to hear his voice and say, who is this guy?
He's so mysterious that it's going to be like a big reveal when he finally comes on, because like he's been this mystical figure.
Yeah.
He's never been seen.
Right.
I know a couple of things about him. He's an oil trader by day.
Ooh.
Which is interesting.
Uh-huh.
And also a casting, Hollywood casting director.
Yeah. He told me about a screenplay he wants to write about horse racing and fast food.
Really?
Fantastic.
We should have had Brandon O'Connor stick around to hear that one. That's a good plot.
It's got promise.
Hey, you were talking about music fans and everything and people going to see J.D. McPherson. Is that next Thursday at Fitzgerald's?
That's right. Yes, it is the 17th.
So November 17th. But then if you're also, you know, your buddy Pat is coming to town in December.
Who's my buddy?
Your buddy Michael McDermott.
Yeah,
he's doing City Winery again. And it's his annual Mischief and Mistletoe Christmas show. So he's doing Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, December 21st, 2nd, and 3rd, 23rd. Tickets are pretty reasonable. If you want to get a VIP, it's $38. Front premiere, $35. Premiere, $32. And then reserved, $28. That's pretty good. Doors open at 6. The show starts at 8 all nights. From what I understand, Pat, you said he puts on one heck of a show.
Yeah, I loved it when I went and saw him last year. It wasn't last year. It was just this last February at, I think it was City Winery. TJ English was there.
I just remember you were kind of enamored by the whole experience. And then you were on this big kick of his, playing all of his music for a while, too, in your car. On the radio show, wherever you could, and if we were
yeah,
in a
he
bar.
Has a band called the Westies that he's in with that he and his wife are a part of. I could play a song by them actually if you want.
If you want, we can. But yeah, he's coming to town in December. What else is going on, guys? We got any big events? I know that the
Christmas
that's not for a while. Oh God, I was in a Christmas. Well,
we're gonna
thanks.
Get to Christmas.
You know,
forget
I was in Target.
Skip over
Target, they already got the Christmas trees up.
Sure,
they're
they
already
do.
Up. I got into an argument with
how
a lady.
How much are they?
I don't know. I don't buy Christmas trees at Target. Excuse my language. I didn't even think about looking, but I'll tell you what they need to buy. You need to get at Target is you need to go in there and buy some Tito's vodka, if that's okay.
yeah.
But, I had a woman, a woman debated with me today. Now, I know that some of these corporate chains and people that work in stores and stuff like that are, the Christmas, the whole idea. Retail is the hardest thing in the world to deal with these next 2 months. If you're in retail and you're like a store manager, the amount of preparation and then the amount of curveballs that get thrown at you is overwhelming. And even from what I have to follow within my industry.
You got 700 people going after one TV,
Well, no, it's not just that, but you've got.
I folded this T-shirt 486 times in 2 weeks.
Yeah, but you got also vendors coming in every which way. Like, I want my stuff here. I want my stuff there. I want this kind of placement. I want that kind of placement.
Move the pogo sticks. I want to stay in there. Mm-hmm.
It's
put the Trump ties over there and the Stafford shirts here.
The Trump statues.
Mm-hmm.
The golden Trump statues.
Can you imagine if all of a sudden there's just a mad blitz camp before he enters the White House that Trump's in a bunch of Christmas commercials like, only at Men's Warehouse can you get a presidential tie this nice.
Worn by the president.
Right. Polka dots, all kinds of cool stuff.
Do you think
stuff.
He'll put a big neon Trump on the White House?
What
Trump,
do you mean?
The like letters.
A neon Trump?
The letters.
Oh, yeah, like on the side of Trump Tower.
Yeah, no. Just the big letters on it.
They better say USA. I don't think they're going to say Trump.
They'll say Trump.
No way.
Watch them. They light up.
I don't know. I'm telling you, Trump. Who knows? Trump could surprise all of us. And, it
we'll
could
be
an interesting
in
thing.
Cash.
That's the idea, right? Why do you vote for your guy? Money.
Yeah. I want to be in cabinet. That's why.
Because he said I could be in cabinet and perhaps make a lot of money.
Have influence.
Yeah. Power, influence, money.
Free trips to Moscow.
Frequent flyer miles to Moscow.
Yeah.
Well, Bill, sorry. You know, I mean, you're right. Retail's got it rough this time of year, but that's what it's all about. Get off field if you don't want to play.
No, I'm playing. I'm playing. Right. I just got into a little bit of a...
It's the first time.
It's the first time I actually really did. I didn't really get into like a heated argument, but I was trying to state my case when I was going, your logic isn't making sense to me. Now just say yes so I can ship this product into your store. Because I was giving her an incredible deal, and she was looking at me like, you know, no. And I was like, listen, you are going to make, you know, a third of the profit of what you initially, I mean, you're turning it like... This person was going to make a net of somewhere in the area of probably around...
Are you talking about a booze sale that you had at Target?
Yeah.
Target booze sale.
You lost me. I was like, what the heck is going on here?
Well, I was selling a brand that
is... Did you punch anybody?
No, I walked out of
there.
I'm
not interested.
And I was like, you know what? She said, well, how about after Black Friday? Can you bring it in after Black Friday? I said, what good does that do me? I said, oh, yeah, like people are chugging booze after Black Friday. You know, I said... I'm sure they are, but Thanksgiving is when you want the premier time. She goes, well, then you have Christmas and you have New Year's.
Bill.
You play it
your
way.
Four words.
Yeah.
Art of the deal.
I guess so. Yeah. I didn't do the deal the way that the Donald would have told me to do it. But I just was trying to close on her. I was doing my ABCs right off
the bat. He's going to do all your deals for you now. You don't got to worry about that.
Oh, I just tell people when I go in there and they go, oh, were you crazy?
He's
in a Trump told me that you were going to do this
deal. He's going to send you a box of his business cards. You hand them out to everybody.
Yeah, yeah. So,
Donald Trump.
Here's the weird thing. Do you think people are going to call him President Trump, or are people just going to be just good? No, he's just Trump. You know,
he'll
everywhere
still
he goes,
just be
and
Trump.
Trump. Yeah, he's the president.
No, he'll still just be Trump. I'm going to call him Don.
Donnie? Donnie. Do you think that anyone's friends when they see him? They're like, "Hey, Donnie, how you been?"
Like his buddy from grade school.
Yeah, like, "Hi, Donnie.
Donnie, it's me, Craig.
Call me. We'll get a cold one."
Yeah.
Do you think that happens?
Sure, maybe. Who knows?
He's probably like, "Get away from me, Craig."
It's like Melania answers the phone.
Melania,
whatever. Melania, whatever.
It's total Melania in here. Oh, my God. Can you believe the Melania?
She answers the phone and she says, the Trump residence. And some guy goes, yeah, is Danny there? You think that she's like,
who's calling? Anderson Cooper.
Andy.
It's Andy Cooper.
It's Coop.
Quick question. Quick.
Can I have a job?
All right, so you see, we're already finding humor in all of this.
Four years of humor.
I can't say that I didn't see it coming. I wish my Trump supporters and, you know, all those people out there that voted for him, God bless you. You guys are Americans. We're all going to band together, and we're going to have to say it. We're going to try to make America great again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, we'll see you next week for more laughs and fun. This has been the Hooli's Hooli signing off. Get back.